Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think that most people think about caring as a feeling, sort of a warm, fuzzy feeling, a compassionate feeling. It can be a feeling of sympathy, of understanding or kindness, and certainly caring can look like all of those things. But I think that we've made a mistake by assuming that that is the only way that caring shows up, because some of the people who care the most don't look very caring at all. They're the teacher that refuses to lower the standard. And the students resent that person immensely and accuse them of grading too tough. Or that coach who demands that you do one more wind sprint or rep. The parent who insists on responsibility. That we're not going to watch TV anymore. Or you're going to get your homework done. Or you're going to make your bed. It's a mentor that asks the really uncomfortable question again and again and again. This could be the friend who is telling you what you need to hear instead of what you want to hear. And so if we're on the receiving end of that, from the outside, it can 100% look like a very, very harsh thing as opposed to a very caring thing. But oftentimes it is the highest form of care, because caring is not always about making somebody feel better. Sometimes it's about helping somebody actually become better. And those are very, very much different things. They're certainly not the same thing. And it's certainly something that we've all experienced. Think about the person who saw more in you than you saw in yourself. I can certainly look back and have talked about those handful of experiences, probably a lot more than a handful of experiences, where other people have seen in me things I did not see in myself. Maybe it was a coach, a friend, a teacher, a boss, a parent, a mentor of yours, who knows? And at the time, it may have seemed like they were demanding more of you or asking too much or just kind of caught you off guard, because they may have even challenged you a little bit. They held you accountable. They refused to accept your BS excuses. And hopefully looking back, you realize something pretty important, that they cared enough about you to expect more from you. The world expects more of you than it expects from other people. That is a profound and powerful idea, and one that I really like a lot, because when you think about it, I think that expectations are most certainly a form of belief. When somebody expects nothing from you, they're telling you that they don't think that you're capable of much. Ouch. That sucks. What is it? The soft bigotry of low expectations. Somebody just says, you know what? That's just George, just the way he is, versus, hey, George, why don't you get your head out of your blank and start doing what you know is the right thing to do? So when somebody expects more, I think that they're really communicating something very different. It's, I believe you can do this. And that doesn't mean that all expectations are a healthy thing. It doesn't mean that we should just add on expectations for the sake of adding on expectations. It doesn't mean we should be overly critical or just beat up on everybody all the time or try to control them or be impossible to please or hold standards that you just can't expect to actually ever achieve. But it does mean that accountability and care are also not opposite things, because a lot of the times they're partners. They're buddies. The challenge and the reality is that caring has a cost. There is a cost to it. To really, truly care about something or someone is to invest a piece of yourself, of oneself, into that other. You're investing your time, your energy, your attention, your emotional bandwidth. And if you haven't figured it out yet, those are finite resources. So that's why caring can feel and is a very heavy thing. It's easy to say, I care about everybody. It's much harder to stay engaged when somebody is struggling, to keep showing up, to keep believing, to keep investing in them. Real care requires resources. And because our resources are limited, we have to be intentional about where we invest them. It's true of every area of our lives. It's true of our families, of our friendships, of our communities, our work, our causes, our goals. Every yes is an investment. Every time you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to everything else. You have a finite amount of energy every day. If you're old enough, you know that. You have a finite amount of attention every day. If you've lived long enough, tried to do a lot of things, you know that to be true also. So every time you say yes to one thing, your gauge, your fuel tank, your gas tank goes down a little bit. So it's critically important that we get good at recognizing what is worthy of our care. Because I can't care about everything. Because then I really care about nothing. It's prioritization.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Now at McDonald's, get a $5 McChicken meal deal or a $6 McDouble meal deal. They come with small fries, a soft drink, and four-piece McNuggets. We're going to need a bigger tray. Get more value with your meal deal with McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
I have to say that this is the most important. This is the next most important thing. And that not everything can be the most important thing. Because every commitment requires resources. Which means caring isn't just an emotional thing. It's a stewardship thing. Being thoughtful about where and how we're investing ourselves. And here's what I think is most important. Many people spend their lives wanting to be cared for. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all need support and encouragement, and we all need people who believe in us. But eventually, maturity invites a different question altogether. A question like, who am I caring for? Who am I investing in? What am I helping to build? Because a meaningful life isn't just about receiving care, it's becoming a source of it. Not necessarily through sweeping grand gestures, not trying to save the world, but through consistent investment in the people and the things that matter the most. An important conversation, teaching a lesson, holding a standard, offering, throwing down a challenge, giving a helping hand, providing a vote of confidence or a moment of patience, and a difficult truth delivered with a little bit of love. These are all forms of care. Maybe that's the real takeaway, that caring isn't just softness. It's not agreeing with everybody. It's not rescuing people. It is an investment. It's being thoughtful about who and what I will care about and for. It's choosing to spend some of your finite time, attention, and energy and effort helping someone or something become better. Better. That may be one of the most meaningful choices that we can make, because at the end of the day, what we care about is revealed not by what we say, but by what we invest ourselves in. And isn't that the truth right there? You can say you care about whatever. I care about the environment. I care about my town. I care about safety. I care about my physical health. I care about my relationship. But where's the evidence? Where's the evidence that you really do care about that? Financially, the evidence is in your budget. Because if you say that saving money is the most important thing, but you're not doing it and you don't have any money budgeted for your retirement or your kids' college or whatever, the down payment on a home, then it's not really something you care about. If you say that your relationship with your loved ones, with your kids or your spouse is the most important thing to you or really important, but then we go into your calendar and there's no time that's allocated to those relationships, well, then you don't really care about those things. You just say that you care about those things. And we have to be good stewards, because we can spread ourselves too thin and we can burn ourselves out, and then we're not any good to anybody. So like everything else, we need to start at home. We have to start with ourselves. That term self-care is so tired at this point. But that's what it is. We have to care about ourselves enough to give ourselves what we need to physically show up, to give ourselves the right amount of sleep and the right amount of exercise and the right amount of being good and thoughtful about what it is that I'm letting into my head and what's coming out of my mouth, because I can drive myself freaking crazy looking at all the problems in the world and caring about those things. And that will drive you crazy. And there's a high cost to that, physiologically, psychologically, spiritually. You go crazy. Family will go nuts because you're going nuts. And if you're just tired all the time, well, then you're obviously not showing up the way that you want to be showing up. So we need to invest in ourselves so that we can invest in other people. I guess what we're really talking about is that we must do our part by doing our best.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On the under $3 menu at McDonald's, a McChicken is $2. Because when you're craving a McChicken, you deserve a McChicken. And now that McChicken is just $2 with McValue.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.